appearances can be deceiving. That's what Jesus said in John 7:24. Stop judging by mere appearances and make a right judgment. Jesus wants us to make decisions based on truth, not just on opinions and appearances. So what if today I take time to get my facts straight before I make up my mind? If we value truth more than appearances, we'll make better decisions, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of CenterPoint, CenteringLives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. More hot days ahead, but the rain chances are getting a little bit better, but still not good. Partly sunny today, high temperature around 93, scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, widely scattered afternoon storms at best, most stay dry, high temperature in the low 90s, better rain chances Monday, Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a frontal system gets closer to the state, high temperature 90 or above. Download our free weather app, stay on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Hey folks, Bruce with CTE Outdoor Power. Thank you for making this summer our best Hustler mower sales season so far. And now, in order to make room for the new 2019 Hustler models, I'm proud to announce our 2018 inventory clearance with discounts up to $2,000 on Hustler zero-turn mowers with two incredible financing options. Either $0 down and zero interest for 48 months or no payment till April 2019. And hurry, this Hustler clearance sale is good while supplies last or until October 31st. And folks, remember, at CTE, you get excellent service after the sale. With our VIP package, not only do you get free delivery upon purchase, but as long as you own your mower, you get free pickup and delivery, our exclusive 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower. Why go anywhere else? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David for the highly acclaimed, award-winning Mr. Sandman Mattress in Montgomery and Millbrook. To celebrate winning this award for the 18th time, Mr. Sandman is having an amazing customer appreciation end-of-summer sale. We have unbeatable deals on Serta, Jameson, Restonic, King Coil, Sutherland, and other great brands. Headboard bargains, latex and memory foam pillows. Most mattresses we carry are unique to this area and include copper-infused latex models, solid Talalay latex sets, the luxurious Bellagio collection from Serta, and some new budget sets arriving soon. No interest financing is available, and we actually have hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery. Adjustable bases start at $199, add a memory foam mat for only $219. We're the local guys with more choices, lower prices, and excellent customer service. Shop around, but before you buy, visit Mr. Sandman on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. Find out why we keep getting voted the best mattress store, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
may not know this, but Joey is a massive Prince fan.
Oh, they should know it by now.
Well, they may know he's a massive Prince fan, but, you know, we don't have cameras in the studio because Alan just won't get over here and install them.
Mm-hmm.
So what they may not know is Joey wears, like, purple leisure suits when he comes in.
Well, they look good. I like the big lapels.
It's really impressive. It's got a nice little, like a maroon liner in there.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah, it's subtle.
Yeah, subtle's not the word I would use to describe your suits.
But I go with underneath, it's when it comes alive, gold underwear this morning.
I hope I don't see it come alive,
no,
Joe.
No.
I don't want to see it come alive, especially with some of the conversations we had off here. Our number 272-9228. I want to finish this. I don't want to talk Kavanaugh for 3 hours.
I agree.
But I do want to finish this story because there are some rumblings that Kavanaugh may be vindicated in the end, truly vindicated in the end. And one of the theories as to why he may be vindicated in the end is incredibly intriguing to me. I mentioned yesterday a friend of mine who was accused, credibly accused of rape, put on trial by two different women. Whose stories seemed to match pretty closely.
Okay.
It looked like a crime of habit for this guy. And it ruined his life. Cost him, you know, $150,000, $200,000 in legal defense fees. He had to sit through a trial where his name was smeared. If you Google his name now, those are the things that pop up. So you can imagine what that did to his dating life.
Sure.
You know, hey, I'm Steve Smith, but he's got a very unique name,
right?
And so it was hell on him. It really was. You know how he was acquitted? They subpoenaed the emails of these girls, the Facebook and emails of these girls, and you could see them talking back and forth and conspiring to frame the guy. That's how he was acquitted. And they put that in front of the jury. Boom, not guilty.
Right.
Not guilty. You could see them saying, yes, I know this didn't happen, but if you'll say this happened and I'll say this happened, well, our stories will be consistent enough, they'll believe us, but they'll be different enough, it won't look like we conspired. One of the things that's interesting to me is her lawyer, Christine Blasey Ford, her lawyer is saying her email has been hacked. Christine Blasey Ford's email has been hacked.
Mm-hmm.
If that's true, just assuming for the sake of argument it's true, somebody has access to those emails. Which means somebody has access to at least some of her communications, probably with lawyers, political operatives, has access to conversations maybe with media.
Hmm.
And if it's true, who has motive to hack her emails? Probably someone who supports Kavanaugh's nomination and opposes her.
So the Russians?
But that person could have read messages, copied messages, forwarded messages out of there. Now, the headers, depending on what type of email she has, Gmail has headers that can verify the accuracy of the original email. This is something that WikiLeaks did. All those Gmails... So if you use Gmail and your email's ever hacked, you can't use the excuse, well, that was planted after the fact. No, there's a unique identifier that is verifiable on every Gmail that's sent and received. And you can plug it in and see, does it ding green or does it ding red? If it dings green, that email was originally sent on the date it said, has not been altered, not one letter has been changed. You change one letter of that email. One letter of that email. So if she had a Gmail, that and a lot of people use Google Apps.
Oh, yeah.
So you might have a BaronColeman.com or someone, you know, JoeyClark.com email, but it's Google emails, Gmail.
I mean, I have a Gmail account, but there's not really anything I would want to hide.
Well, I understand that. But if you did and it got hacked.
Right. It would be very.
Now, let me go out there and tell everybody, download two-factor authentication.
Oh, I have that. Yes.
And make sure if someone tries to log into your email, you get a notice.
Yes.
And make sure you have to approve it before they get in. It's a great lesson. You know, Sarah Palin was hacked this way. But this is my favorite theory so far, because there are some people who are very, very, very confident that Brett Kavanaugh will be not only vindicated, but that they will be apologizing to Brett Kavanaugh by the time this is over. Now, if they have emails setting this up, If they have emails where she was paid off. If they have emails where her story is being fine-tuned. The letter was written for her and sent to her. Keep that in mind.
Mm.
See, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting somewhere. So that's my favorite theory of something that could be going on. A couple of other theories is, now this was a party from the 1980s, long before cell phones. But it's not unusual for someone to have had a video camera, particularly at a prep school, or a camera. What if there are pictures from the party and Brett Kavanaugh's not there?
Mm. And it's like they say it's a party, but what, it was like five people?
It's like
four?
Six people. Yeah. It was her, I think it was Ford and or Blasey at the time, and five other people.
Yeah.
What if he's not one of them? What if they can prove that? By a picture. Pictures worth 1,000 words. What if they can prove that?
Yeah.
What if the homeowner comes forward and says, he wasn't there. I remember this party. There are lots of things that could knock this out of the park. Or what if all three of those things happened? What if someone had her emails and she's setting it up, and the homeowner comes forward and says, I remember the party, he wasn't there. And what if they say, here's a picture to prove it? These are not original thoughts to me. I got this off Hot Air this morning, but I love it. I mean, this is exactly the type of thing that could make people as confident as they are. Ed Whelan, who is a former Supreme Court clerk.
For Scalia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading through his case last night.
Yeah.
It's an interesting one. I don't know if it's... I would have to see more whether or not... I'd have to hear from actual eyewitnesses, people from there, to see if not his case is correct. Christine Blasey Ford is saying, oh, of course, I would... She's like, I would never confuse the homeowner with Kavanaugh, even though there were jokes that they were essentially identical. Which, I mean, I looked at the photos, they kind of look alike. Average white guy.
Average white guy, SEC haircut.
Right.
You know.
It's a good look. That's why it's so average.
I think it's interesting that Northeastern prep schools had SEC haircuts back in the early 80s. I thought that was unique to Alabama and Georgia.
The big head of hair
up front. Yeah, the big poof up front, swoop to one side, right over the eyebrows. You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
You guys know what the SEC haircut is.
I had it for a while myself.
Go look at any 16 to 24-year-old rich white male, upper middle class white male. Did your son ever have the SEC haircut? See?
There it is.
See?
There
would it you is. Classify yourself as middle to upper middle class? See?
There it is.
And nailed it. Man. Knocked it out of the park. Joey had it.
Oh, yeah.
Joey had it.
I was fairly, for Montgomery, upper middle class, yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it's what it is. Oh, I got a phone call. 272-9228 if you want to get in. Keep in mind, it's Friday. You don't have to stay on topic. Ron?
Baron.
Ron.
Joey.
Hello.
Hope y'all are doing well today.
Very well.
Thanks for taking my call. Is it correct that at the time when this allegation, that the time when this supposed to have occurred between these two people, they were in high school?
Yes, sir. 17 and 15 years old, allegedly.
Okay, then. Wouldn't that be a pretty key factor in all this?
Explain to me how.
When you were in high school, let me put it like this. When I was in high school, now I admit I didn't apply myself. I had me a little part-time job, my little souped-up, little shiny hot rod, I thought life was great, but the thing we enjoyed doing as teenagers, I had a male good buddy friend, we used to love to get out, cruise the Atlanta Highway, meet girls.
Okay. The allegation let me back you up just so you may not be familiar with the allegations. I want to bring you up to speed. The allegations were not that he was on the Atlanta Highway cruising to meet
no,
girls.
No.
The allegations hang on. The allegations are, and I want to go through this for a specific reason because I think you're going down a road I don't think we want to go down. The allegations are that he locked her in a room with himself, chased her around the room, tried to pull off her clothes, and was hell-bent on sexually assaulting her. I think that alone is sexual assault. If he grabbed her buttocks or breast or groin at any point during this. But those are the allegations. That's not cruising for girls. I hope, Ron, you're not telling me That's the kind of stuff you did, and you're trying to say it's okay.
No.
I didn't think a man of your caliber would do anything like that.
Yeah. I just was trying to put myself in. Remember back when I was a teenager, a lot of teenagers, I think, are pretty high on their priority is just spending time with the opposite sex, you know, and going parts and getting a girl in the back seat and making out, you know, that was a big deal.
It's still a big deal today, if not more of a big deal today with apps like Tinder.
Well, it wasn't like they were in the back seat making out and he went for a little touch and feel and she said no. And he stopped. This is like, as Baron described it.
The allegation here is
he's sexual, didn't he?
When she escaped. Yeah, that's the allegation that he stopped when she broke out of the room and ran down the hallway.
Oh, they're saying she kicked the door down and ran away from him.
Yeah, it was like Brock Lesnar kicking in the door to Hell in the Cell last Sunday. It was exactly like that.
Nobody in our listening audience needs to call here and act like the allegation against him is just boys being boys. Okay.
Yeah.
The allegation against him is assault and disqualifying.
Well, I never knew the full allegation. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's understandable. That's understandable. Okay. But I don't want anybody to perceive anybody on this show is saying or will go without challenge if you call in. And if you want to call in and try to excuse the behavior, you're more than welcome to. I will spike it out. I would never excuse the behavior like that.
Because
I want everybody in the audience to repeat after me. If she ain't your wife or your girlfriend, don't touch her.
Right? Well, true.
Don't go grabbing her rump. Don't go squeezing on her breast.
Sure.
Just leave her the hell alone. If you want to flirt with her and knock on the door to see if she's interested, you knock yourself out. Do it from across the room. You can even move in close.
Yeah.
Don't touch.
What about the fact?
And don't chase her around the room if she's running.
For God's sake. Did they allege that he drug her into the room? Yes.
Tricked her into getting in the room, locked the door, and tried to run her down and pull on her clothes and grabbed at her.
Well, then consider this.
Those are the allegations.
There were other kids in high school who didn't waste their time with that. They focused on learning and their futures.
Yeah.
For a man to be in this position and achieve all he's done all these years, It don't fit that scenario.
I'm going to say one thing, too. One of my very closest friends in high school is now, to this day, he's a graduate of the University of Pennsylvania Wharton School of Business, the number one business school in the country. He's a graduate of the Vanderbilt University School of Medicine, both, which is a very highly rated medical school. And he is a high up at a biotech firm in La Jolla, California, where he probably makes more than everybody listening in this audience put together. All right. This guy, my mother thought was mentally retarded growing up because he smoked so much pot, he could not have a conversation with people. Okay. He got a 1590 on his SAT. He had a perfect 4.5 GPA from Hume Fogg, which is an engineering magnet school in Nashville. And this guy loved chasing down some women, loved some alcohol. And I mean, he would smoke pot by the garbage bag full.
Sounds like he was maybe smoking the pot and drinking the alcohol because he didn't want to talk to the stupid people.
I think honestly, I know this guy, I know him to this day. I think he's so smart.
Yeah.
I think his IQ is so high. I mean, I don't know if it's ever been tested, but it's one of those that you probably don't know smarter people. If you do, maybe one. I think he had trouble communicating with people, and he got drunk and high as a way to try to dumb himself down so he could be normal. I really believe that. And so just because a guy is up for the Supreme Court, just because a guy has made it in business, doesn't mean he doesn't
chasing a little tail around here.
I mean, it don't fit that scenario, though. 17-year-old boys like 15-year-old girls.
Yeah, of course.
All right, I got to run.
Hey, all right.
Yeah, thanks. I thought we were going down the trail of somebody trying to excuse the behavior, and that's not going to fly. If it's true, it's disqualifying, and he needs to recuse himself and resign from the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, if it's true. He needs to be out of public life, if it's true. I believe that about sexual assaulters and rapists in general. Should not be in positions of authority on court systems. Doesn't mean you got to check out of life altogether. It's not a death penalty offense. You can go on and have a beautiful life. You can go work for business. You can go do lots of things. You can't sit on judges. You can't sit on cases. You just can't. Not in my opinion. Not in my opinion. That's just me speaking. 22 after 10. Joey Clark, Baron Coleman on the other side. That's gonna make this trip worthwhile. You see, she's got the kind of loving and the kissing. I'll make a man go stone wild. So I got to keep on walking. I got to walk on.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I won!
You won!
Jackpot, baby!
The big one!
Oh, man, what a rush!
So much excitement!
The thrill of it all!
The sand between your toes!
The what?
The tropical breeze, the sunset, the flamingos!
Wait, what are you talking about?
The Caribbean! When you play with your Wind Creek Rewards card, you can earn a free trip to our resorts in Aruba and Curacao!
That's amazing!
I know, right? Wind Creek Casino and Hotel. Find your winning moment.
I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fall's here. I imagine the emphasis begins to change, right?
It does. Different kind of merchandise is coming in. We're beginning to get the fall spirit, which means football. We're just excitement every day.
Tell us just a bit about Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall.
Eastbrook is 60,000 square feet. We have around 200 vendors. We have an elevator. We have air conditioning. We have heat when it's necessary. We've got free coffee, free cookies, and we've got Fleas the horse. And Fleas will talk to you. He's a real neat attraction for the children and the grown-ups.
And how about those hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
And the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall will soon have more information on their big fall yard sale coming up. That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
On the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah.
You ever want to be in a really good mood?
Yeah.
Throw on Al Green's greatest hits.
You really feel good.
I don't care what you're doing, cleaning the house, doing laundry, cooking. I mean, you could be coal mining, and you're going to be in a good mood. You could be crawling into some salt mine in the Himalayas. You're going to be in a good mood. It's impossible not to tap your feet or at least move your hips and waist. Oh, speaking of things that are impossible, it's impossible to be the best boss you can be and not give Cornerstone Managing General Agency a call. I mean, if you own a business, If you own a business, or if you are a manager of a business, all right, then you need to know Cornerstone Managing General Agency. Cornerstone Managing General Agency. CornerstoneMGA.com. That's the website. CornerstoneMGA.com. You can also just pick up the phone and call them. You can just, the old-fashioned way, you don't have to go to the website, you don't have to look at all the things they have. You pick up the phone and call them, 356-1502. 356-1502. But you're going to meet with a member of the team, Greg Wren, Christy Taylor, Bud Porter, Spurgeon Smith, Kristen Egerton. You're going to meet with somebody on the team, and they're going to step you through how to really, in a very competitive environment, how to really get employees the most bang for their buck. That's what you're dealing with here, getting the employees the most bang for the buck. You know, a lot of places offer health insurance or disability insurance or life insurance. But imagine if you could work for a place that upped your benefits when you were working there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine? You pay for health insurance every month. They pay for health insurance every month. And they come to you out of the blue and say, you know what? Starting January, we're going to throw a disability policy on there for you just in case.
Awesome. Yeah.
No questions asked. You don't have to go in and get a physical and all. You're just going to throw it on there for you. Going to give you a little life insurance line. Maybe throw a little cancer policy on there in case the worst happens. Right? They can do that for you. CornerstoneMGA.com. There are like 15 different types of policies they offer. 356-1502. 356-1502. Greg Wren came by yesterday, sat down and powwowed with us for a little bit. What they're offering over there is just incredible. Just absolutely incredible. 356-1502. 356-1502. Or check them out online. CornerstoneMGA.com. Somebody asked me a question. Says, is grabbing them by the sexual assault and disqualifying factor for public office? Not if they let you.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So if you're flirting with a girl,
mm-hmm,
and she says, let's go to a hotel. Let's go upstairs to the room. Let's go. You're a politician. You're a business magnate. You're whatever.
Right.
You're on the road and you're flirting with somebody. That is what Donald Trump was talking about. What he was talking about, and I know liberals refuse to understand the issue of consent. Liberals and consent, they don't get along. They don't understand it. They don't understand consent with taxation. They don't understand consent with advising consent in the Senate. They don't understand consent in the realm of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is worth billions of dollars. He's a relatively decent, good-looking guy. He had, until he ran for president, a great reputation. People loved him. He had the highest-rated reality show of all time. He's been in the public eye for 40 years. He has skyscrapers, helicopters, planes, porn stars, Playboy models, international supermodels throwing themselves at him. And he made a comment to Billy Bush, if the tape wasn't doctored, he made a comment to Billy Bush that some women will let him grab them by the...
Mm-hmm.
That's not sexual assault. What I'm talking about is what Brett Kavanaugh did. Chasing a woman around the room who clearly doesn't want to be touched by you.
Right.
Walking up to a woman you work with, or walking up to a woman you see at a restaurant or at a bar and grabbing them by the rear end before they even know you're there. You know, you walk by and give them a little squeeze. They're not letting you do anything in that situation. You're just doing it. That's not what Donald Trump was talking about. So, no, to answer your question, it can be sexual assault. If they don't let you, if they don't want you to. Donald Trump was articulating a situation where women actually wanted him to do this because he's rich and he's famous and he was decent looking and he found himself in this situation. This goes back to something we were talking about off air. Stormy Daniels describing a naked Donald Trump. Well, she was doing it in such a disparaging manner, trying to belittle the President of the United States, the God Emperor of the United States, the very stable genius, the doctor, the cowboy, Donald J. Trump. She was trying to disparage him, but...
She described the equipment.
She described the equipment.
And
she
then
described
she said
the surrounding
she,
area.
And then she said she was annoyed that that was the equipment being used.
But she also laid there consensually and took it.
Mm.
So right. who's... who dominated that exchange.
Fair enough.
And so to answer your question, anyone who's trying to compare this to Donald Trump, you cannot compare consensual encounters with what happened with allegedly happened with Brett Kavanaugh. You just can't. It's not a situation where it's even a comparable situation. I know they tried to make, again, they knew Donald Trump won. They know he won. But they're trying to discredit him. They're trying to make it so that men dislike him and women think he's a sexual predator. That's what they're trying to go for. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. How about a man from Prattville, Alabama, Joey?
Oh, this is such a good song.
Wilson the Wicket Pickett. Land of a Thousand Dances. 1966. Rock and roll before rock and roll was really rock and roll. We'll be back. It's 33 after. If you're on hold, sit tight. If you're not on hold, give us a call. 272-9228.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever thought of selling real estate? We have a new class starting on Thursday, September 13th, right here in Montgomery at our office in East Chase. We meet every Thursday night from 6 to 9 p.m. We encourage you to call us for all the details. The class is filling up now. Active live class with an instructor that sells and lists real estate with 41 years in experience. Topics include license law, property law, appraisal, pricing property, and how to represent buyers and sellers. Discussion about buying rental property and managing property are also covered. Great training materials and books, lively discussions, and plenty of handouts will help you study. Classes are starting now. Please call 551-0225 or email bogoodson@charter.net. That's 551-0225, Bo Goodson Real Estate School.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, now offering stamped metal roofing systems. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. More hot days ahead, but the rain chances are getting a little bit better, but still not good. Partly sunny today, high temperature around 93. Scattered, spotty, random afternoon showers and thunderstorms continuing into the evening hours, low tonight 73. Tomorrow, widely scattered afternoon storms at best, most stay dry. High temperature in the low 90s. Better rain chances Monday, Tuesday, and especially Wednesday as a frontal system gets closer to the state. High temperature 90 or above. Download our free weather app. Stay on top of weather changes all the time. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hi, I'm Rick Peters, managing partner at Blue Water Broadcasting. We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Brett Lanham from Benjamin Moore New Look, and we couldn't have imagined how easy, affordable, and flexible advertising on the radio could be. It has been near effortless on our part. You could say our last 2 years have been the best in 10 because of a skyrocketing GDP. I say it's owed to Blue Water Broadcasting and their advertising staff.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim Williams and Alabama Home Mortgage. I think it's nice to be in a job where you help people on a day in and day out basis and help them with their biggest investment. Most people's biggest investment is not their car, not some stock they bought. Most people, the most valuable thing they own is their house. And can you imagine just helping people save as much money as possible on the monthly financing of the house? That's just an unbelievable feeling. It's just got to be exhilarating. It has to be like a high she gets every day. I see why she does it. She does it so, so well, too. 567-4223. That's her number. 567-4223. You can check her out online, alahomemortgage.com. alahomemortgage.com. That's the website. It's got the blink link. You can fill out your entire application. Safe, encrypted, secure. Stays right here in the River Region. Doesn't go over to, you know, some of these dot-coms. They go over to China and India, and they have somebody over there evaluating you. And they're just loaning to credit scores. That's all. Kim Williams looks beyond the details and really tries to help you out and figure out what's going on. And I just recommend you call her. 567-4223. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender. I just got a very nice text about the high-quality bumper music we're playing today.
It has been good.
Oh, man.
It's been very good.
Little George McRae right there, Rock Your Baby from 1974. I was in the 80s and 90s the first hour. I'm really more in the 60s and 70s the second hour. And I'm okay with it.
It's fine.
I think we opened the second hour to Cream by Prince. But
yeah.
So after that, we kind of went back into
it. Right. But that song's derivative of the blues.
We play the greatest bumper music of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I noticed something. When I was on vacation Monday and Tuesday, I listened to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it. Listened to the program. Monday.
Yeah, you sent out a great message on the Book of Faces talking about that Monday was must-listen radio.
It really was.
Yeah, it was.
And Tuesday, I was on the road and couldn't figure out how to tag people in my phone.
Right.
That's the problem on Tuesday, so I wasn't able to send it out.
I tag people on my phone all the time.
I know, but I was driving like 90 or 73 miles an hour, Joey, right, down the interstate.
Yeah.
And
you got to go three of them.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I was flying down the interstate.
Anyway, you listened Tuesday.
I did. I listened to Monday and Tuesday. Tuesday, I actually listened because the second two-thirds of the show through the speakers of the car sounded spectacular. Mm-hmm. Here's the comment I'll make.
Okay.
Amy Hayes, Old Lady Hayes, Emily Hayes from the morning show, she did Monday and picked the bulk of the bumper music. I give it a 3 out of 10 stars. Joey Clark picked the bumper music, I think the bulk of it, on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Produced the show on Tuesday. 9.5. Maybe 9.6.
I appreciate that.
It was head and shoulders. The bumper music, head and shoulders.
Well, I had a theme.
Which was?
1982.
Oh, I remember that.
Alleged incident took place.
Because,
you know, memory can be jogged by music, like a particular song.
Or smell.
I was trying to recreate the possible soundtrack from that night.
What were they rocking out to? As if they only listened to music. You know, this bothered me. My 20-year high school, reunion came up, and they solicited songs from that year.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you talking about? That year, the school year ended in May.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the stuff we were listening to was like from 94, 95, 96, 90. You know, it wasn't from the year we graduated.
But I want to make something clear here. Just as you said, like, if these allegations are true, it's horrible. He's disqualified. And if that happened to Christine or anybody else in the way she describes it, that is horrible and terrible.
Yeah.
But it is salt in the wound if that event occurs and Bernie Higgins' Key Largo is blasting out of the next room.
Our number 272-1928. 19 minutes till the top of the hour. That's why you tune in to News and Views. Martha.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, I've got a question.
Go ahead.
Because I think so highly of Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this situation from completely the opposite. What jeopardy does this woman put her in if she actually gets up there and testifies falsely against him?
If it can be proven it's false and she knew it was false, and that's a very, very high burden. She's in criminal perjury territory.
Okay. What about defamation of character? Would he have an opportunity to personally sue her?
Well, he could. He could. Now, a couple of things on this. When you are a general purpose public figure, and I think being up for Supreme Court justice qualifies you as a general purpose public figure. The burden is very, very high if you're going to try to sue somebody for defamation of character. There's a lawsuit from many, many years ago that sort of established this. It actually, I think, originated right here in Montgomery, Alabama, if I'm not mistaken. And it basically says that it has to be false, and you essentially knew it was false when you said it. And it had a detrimental outcome. So, a quantifiable detrimental outcome.
She could just claim that she missed.
She didn't know. She misremembered.
She did somebody else.
I thought it was him. Now, if there's an email that is legally obtained, not one that's hacked and stolen, but there's an email that's legally obtained that says, I know this is false. I'm Christine Blasey Ford. Here's how you know it's me in the email. No one's hacked into my email and sent this. Some dark, dirty secret that only she knows, mm-hmm. and then go on to say, and I'm going to falsely accuse him in order to try to derail his Supreme Court nomination, and then sends it to somebody, you might have a case. You might have a case. I don't think it's a good idea for people like this. Roy Moore's doing the same thing. He's filing a lawsuit against somebody. I understand the desire to want to clear your name, but I think it's bad strategy. I mean, it's not likely to work, and it's likely more likely to backfire than it is to be successful.
Oh, all right. But I find it amazing how many people are saying, well, if he did this, well, yes, he did, but until you have some kind of evidence.
Yeah, I don't think anybody can say.
Why are you?
Nobody can say it did or didn't happen. What everybody needs to do is evaluate this in the realm of, since we don't know, what precedents are set either way, if we let him on and if we don't let him on. What precedents are set? Well, the precedent, if we let him on, is potentially we're allowing sexual abusers to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States. That's a potential reality.
If we
don't let him on, the precedent we're setting is anybody can be derailed with what starts out as an anonymous letter and no corroborating evidence. Just a he said, she said. Anybody can be derailed from any nomination to any position. So those are the... Thanks for your call, Martha. I do have to run. We've got several other people trying to get through. But those are the consequences. And we as a society need to evaluate which of those is more detrimental to the American value system. I truly believe he should get on the bench. I think it's better to err on the side of letting him on the bench if there's an outside chance this happened, than to say anybody's nomination can be derailed at any moment with a mere allegation and no corroborating evidence whatsoever. And to be clear, there's no corroborating evidence whatsoever. Our number 272-9228, 272-9228, Joey Clark, Baron Coleman. Jack Campbell will be back Monday. Jim?
Good morning.
Morning.
Boy, Joe, you have a cot down there or something where you, because you're down to 18 hours a day or something?
Oh, yeah. I live here, man. I don't need a cot. I like a hard floor.
Yeah, well,
who
kind of
wuss
do you think
hammock,
he is?
It makes him hammock strung across the...
He sleeps on an old studded door with nails sticking out of it.
Yeah, just give me a rock and a few tumbleweeds, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Hey, I know if you've been watching the Fox, you saw the little clip there that put out by MoveOn.org where they've got all these supposedly Hollywood people making comments about Kavanaugh and this girl and stuff. Now, if you've watched that thing, Baron, have you seen it?
No.
That thing was produced way before this came out. So I'm just telling you, this whole thing was in the planning, it was in the works, it was paid for. And
how do you know it was produced before it came out?
I believe it was. It just came out too quick and was too,
Yeah, but you can produce a commercial in a couple of hours.
Yeah. Well, they were holding this. This was their silver bullet, they thought.
Yeah.
If everything else failed in this, with his approval, this was going to come out. This was it.
Yep. That's exactly right. They thought Cory Booker might be able to take him out. They thought Kamala Harris might be able to take him out with innuendo that he was somehow cooking the Mueller investigation. And all else fails, well, we'll just do what we do as Democrats and say that he's a sexual assaulter.
Is he going to be there Monday?
I think if she agrees to testify, I don't know. I mean, look, I wouldn't. If I'm Brett Kavanaugh, I do not agree to the terms of going before my accuser. I want to know what I'm defending myself against. She's not made a statement yet. So, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, so he goes and he wastes his whole time just talking about what his character. I mean,
no,
there's
I mean,
no. There's, he needs to know. He needs to know what he's alleged to have done.
It's on her.
Correct.
I mean, this is ridiculous. But I saw a thing on the news this morning. It came out. Her sister-in-law came out and was like a character witness. Well, who cares what her sister-in-law did?
Yeah.
Her sister-in-law wasn't there 36 years ago. That's not a witness.
Yep.
I would say they just need to go on, just ignore this whole thing, go on and approve. We get to call for the vote, get it over with, and just, you know, it's terrible.
Yep. I'm with you. Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate it. 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. More Joey Clark, more Baron Coleman, more of your calls at 272-9228. David and Mark, if you guys will sit tight, you'll be up on the other side. Senator Brubaker, you're more than welcome to call back. We've only lost, what, 3 people all day? That's pretty good for me. I usually lose like 80% of our callers.
You just lost another one.
Oh, 4 people. David. No, oh, that was Jim. No, that was David. You're right. All right, appreciate it. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's amazing how quickly things change. Now it seems like my kids take care of me more than I do of them. I know they worry, but I want them to know they don't have to do it alone and that Kindred can help.
Kindred nurses and therapists help manage conditions like heart failure, COPD, and diabetes. For questions about rehabilitation, home health, or care after a hospital stay, call 1-866-KINDRED and a registered nurse can walk you through care options that best fit your needs. Call 1-866-KINDRED.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Hi, folks. This is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
To the top of the hour. Joey Clark, Baron Coleman in with you. Jack Campbell, he'll be back hopefully Monday. We'll find out. I don't know that that's true or not. Head back to the phones in just a second. Mark Jr., sit tight. I do want to tell you real quickly about my friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, because the special this week is a dynamite special in a white wine reduction sauce. And you have, geez Louise, you have shrimp in there, spinach, tomatoes, over linguine. I like it on the linguine. And it's just an absolutely dynamite dish. Absolutely dynamite dish. They've got the all the stuff they normally get over there. Award-winning pizzas, pastas, sandwiches, salads, appetizers, desserts. Don't forget the cannoli. Everybody needs to get the cannoli.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the best cannoli.
That's my signature.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. That's my signature birthday.
What, the cannoli?
Mm-hmm.
You got to get the cannoli. You got to get the cannoli. It's absolutely dynamite. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, two locations, the High Point Shopping Center, Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. It's a beautiful, beautiful shopping center over there. Got a great, great place on the backside. If you're looking for it, it's on the backside of the shopping
yes.
center. Back there where I've never seen anyone wear a jacket backwards. It's interesting.
I'm just so cold.
It's an interesting look. I've just never quite seen it before.
I'm doing the effort of putting it all the way on.
So you just went with the arms.
Exactly. That's the only part that's cold.
Christy joins us as she does on Fridays.
Oh, I'm a little early, aren't I?
You're a little early.
Oh, my gosh.
You're 8 minutes early.
Wow, this is a new... this is new. Baron.
Well, I'm not going to eat that.
Come, Baron gives. You ate the chocolate one.
I ate the chocolate one.
Right.
That's okay.
I don't eat donuts usually. I usually don't eat before noon. And today I walked in and they were beautiful donuts. I mean, just beautiful.
Big old fat ones.
And the chocolate looked so luxurious and chocolatey and was just drizzled down the side of the donut. And I thought, I'm going to eat the donut. I held it for like an hour. I looked at it. I had it on a plate. It sat there and stared at me. And I finally broke down.
I actually made a deal with Baron.
Yeah?
Hey, well, there were six like giant donuts. I was like, I kind of want the chocolate one and the blueberry one. I don't want both. I like to make a sample plate.
Right.
So I made a deal with Baron to do two halves of those.
Well, she said, which one do you want? I said, I either want the jelly fill or I want the chocolate. And she's like, well, those are the two I was looking at. And I was like, well, I get whatever one you don't. And she was like, well, let's just each eat half. And I was like, all right.
Considering both how much you both love chocolate, I don't think y'all could ever have worked at a donut shop.
No.
Because we would do it by hand at Daylight Donuts in Auburn, mm-hmm. where you take like the freshly fried that you hand fry with the little sticks. And you take that hot donut, you grab it gently by the bottom because you don't want to crush it. And there's this big pool of melted chocolate. Or maple glaze or strawberry glaze. And the technique was to gently twist and then twist back up so it got a little swirl.
Okay.
There's a twist.
Chocolate and my second favorite candy flavor of all time is strawberry. Yeah. So if you give me strawberry and chocolate, you know, goo sitting next to me, I'm going to get a spoon and go to town.
It really was just a big pool of it. You could have stuck your face in it if you wanted.
I'll end up in a diabetic coma in the back shaking and, you know,
I think the
shivering.
Worst thing you could ever... Cause I worked in a yogurt shop, you know, the do-it-yourself yogurt.
Yeah.
And I was in there by myself a lot of the time. I ate all the toppings all day. Oh, it was amazing.
Where did the gummy bears go? Our number, 2729-228, 2729-228. Mark.
I wasn't hungry until that donut talk.
Right.
You should have had these donuts. The chocolate was so good. And I noticed in the South, you guys say donut. You really pronounce donut.
How do you say
donut? Donut.
Donut.
Donut. Donut. Donut. You can put a little bit on there, but you don't want to get too carried away.
Well, I got your Teddy Tidbit for the week there.
Time now for a Teddy Tidbit with Baron on News and Views.
All right, hit me with it.
All right, piggyback off of last week's little tidbit. Did you know that Theodore Roosevelt and his son, the one I talked about previously that was in D-Day, was one of two father and son combos that have both won the Medal of Honor?
Who are the others?
Douglas MacArthur and his dad.
That's what I thought. I thought it was MacArthur. That's a really remarkable fact. I guess it makes sense that they both won it. But I didn't realize so few father and son combinations had. But it's a very rare award. That's a great Teddy tidbit. You're hitting me with facts I didn't know about. And I've read like 10 Teddy Roosevelt books. I love Teddy Roosevelt. And you're hitting... Have you read Mornings on Horseback?
I might have. Is that where he went out to...
Hold on. Joey, why is that funny?
I don't know.
It's a good book.
We talk about this book all the time.
It's just... No. We normally talk
Mornings
about the
on horseback.
The River of Doubt, which is a great.
That's what it is. My bad. Yeah. Okay, I retract that.
But go grab Mornings on Horseback. I actually have a copy of it. I could loan it to you and leave it up here if you bring it back.
I don't know why it's funny.
But it's fantastic. It's about his childhood. And it's just so good talking about his childhood and all the different experiences he had. And there's a section. I'm asthmatic. There's a section in there about the struggle he had with asthma growing up. And it's really, really just a touching, but supremely well written. Hey, Mark, great Teddy tidbit.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
Are you asthmatic? Huh.
Don't laugh about my Teddy tidbit. I take a little squirt of medicine in the morning and night. I'm fine. If I don't take it, you get bad. But yeah, as long as you take it, you're fine.
Hmm.
Our number 272-9228, JR.
Yeah, Baron, I wanted to ask you. Last night I got in the tail end of Joe DeGeneva talking about that Kavanaugh thing. And he referenced the PGA or LPGA two or three different times that if investigators wanted to check this lady that's made the accusations out, to go talk to them. You got any idea what he was talking about?
Nope. Didn't see it.
He had already made a statement, then he made two or three more statements before he got off about that. And I was just wondering if, you know, we had a clue what he was talking about.
I've not heard it. If you could give me more detail, I might be able to comment intelligently. But short of that, I'd just be wandering around in the dark.
Well, that's what I'm doing.
Get all used to it. It's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. 272-9228, Chad.
I think she cheated on her scorecard.
What does that mean?
It's the LPGA, Ladies Professional Golf Association, right? Yeah, scorecard, you know?
Golf. Right.
But I'm still on the uptake. Hey, listen, there's a couple other factors. Here, you were talking about what kind of precedent this is going to set, right?
Yeah.
So you also have to, in this situation, look at the fact that she doesn't remember, you know, important facts that an investigator, that's why FBI would even investigate if it was a federal crime. She can't say when, she can't say where, she can't describe the total circumstances surrounding it.
How about a request for a statement of specificity?
No kidding.
I think it's due in this situation. This would never hold up in court. I mean, you have to give them a chance to line up alibi.
Well, and then when you look at the body of his work and life, and this is the only time anything like he's been accused of doing anything like this, and he has, you know, there's just nothing in his background. It's not like Bill Clinton, you know, where you have basically a lifetime of lecherism, you know. You just don't have that here. So, a sheer allegation that is not even detailed against someone who's never had any allegation against them before that occurred when they were in high school. Let me tell you what. I called one of my buddies today and says, I'll never be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
I'm disqualified. Yeah. You know, high school. I had a great time in high school, but that's the problem. I had a great time in high school. You know,
exactly, so, right. Exactly. Hey, I got to run. We're up.